It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're learning the latest developments about yesterday morning's deadly school shooting in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School.
At a press conference last night, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes named the 15-year-old perpetrator, a female student at the school who killed a teacher and another student. The shooter also died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. WPR reporter Sarah Lear has been following the story and joins us now for an update on what investigators are learning. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know about the victims so far, Sarah?
So there are two people dead other than the shooter. Another student other than the shooter and a teacher died. Police so far have not released their names or ages. They say they're waiting to make sure all family members are notified first.
And for those injured in the shooting, what do we know about their conditions?
As of late Monday, two students were in critical condition, meaning they were in a situation that was considered life-threatening. Six other people, including a teacher, had suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
The police have released some information about the perpetrator, including the name, but it still seems like there are open questions about the motivations.
Yes, absolutely. Police have identified the shooter as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, a student at the school. Her first name was Natalie, but police say she went by Samantha, but her motive is still unknown. Police say they're still trying to piece together why she did this.
Turning to emergency response, at one of yesterday's press conferences, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said that police had recently practiced responding to a hypothetical scenario that very closely resembled what happened at Abundant Life Christian School. Barnes said this training allowed police to get into the school quickly, that officials from all over the city came to help. Here's a listen.
Our training center is about 3 miles from there. We have special event team medics, those that work with the fire department, responded to this particular scene from their training day. So what began as a training day became an actual day.
Sarah, what else do we know about the first responders arriving at the scene?
So according to the timeline that's been released by the police chief, the 911 call came in at 10:57 a.m. on Monday, and it was actually a second grader at the school who made that 911 call. And according to Madison Police, the first law enforcement personnel arrived within about a 4-minute span of getting that 911 call. Police believe that the shooting took place inside a study hall within the school and that there were students from a range of different grades inside that study hall.
What kind of things have we heard from the school, the parents, and the community surrounding it?
It's a sense of shock, but also kind of dread. A lot of people are saying we hoped it wouldn't happen here, but given the frequency of school shootings, we worried that it might happen here. Abundant Christian is a fairly small school. It's a private school, pre-K through high school with, you know, a couple hundred students. It's been described as a tight-knit community. There is a school official who spoke at a news conference yesterday, who said it's a school, but also kind of like a family.
And we mentioned we don't know the motive at this point behind the shooting, whatever it might be. What are some of the open questions you're still looking for answers on, Sarah?
Well, police have recovered a handgun from the scene that they say was used in the shooting, but it's not clear exactly how a 15-year-old got that gun. Madison police say they're working with federal officials with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to trace the origins of the gun. We do have some information about timeline. We know that the 911 call came in at 10:57 a.m. Officers entered the building within a few minutes, and that by 11:05 a.m., police told people in the school that a shooter was down and a gun had been recovered. Police did not fire their weapons, and they say that it appears that the shooter killed herself. But again, I mean, sort of the exact details, timeline of what happened, when and where is still being investigated.
Sarah, thanks for covering this and thanks for bringing us the latest.
You're welcome.
That's WPR reporter Sarah Lear with updates on yesterday's deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. If you or someone you know is dealing with a mental health crisis, call or text 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Again, that number is 988.